First, your agency needs to make sure the right safeguards are in place when you're moving your email or data storage to a third-party provider for cloud services. Getting the legal requirements wrong could cost your agency millions of dollars and hundreds of hours of efforts in a lawsuit. Allison Stanton's the director of e-discovery for the Justice Department. She tells Federal News Radio's Jason Miller about what agency general counsels, technology and IT managers, and acquisition managers need to keep in mind when you're writing contracts for cloud services.
It really is a unique moment in history where the agencies have the opportunity to proactively build into the cloud services that they're going to be acquisitioning these efficiencies for potential litigation, with making sure that any of the cloud services that they're going to be procuring do build in e-discovery considerations, such as how a litigation hold will be implemented on their data in the cloud, how they'll be able to search the information in the cloud and collect it and then provide it to the litigators in the various cases that they may be involved in. So it really is a unique opportunity to go even that next step further of helping avoid costs that would be down the road in how to collect and preserve and provide the information. A number of agencies that do have, I would call sort of patchwork IT systems because how they've grown up with moving their information and their applications to the cloud, they now have the opportunity to put everybody in a sense on a common platform, which obviously does have some benefits in the litigation context because now we have a centralized place to go. But the agencies need to be thinking proactively and thinking about how do they build in these services and these requirements as they are going about to procure these services. So it's important to think ahead for these issues because litigation will happen and the agencies will be able to help avoid more of those costs if they've thought proactively in advance. If not, and people don't think about how do I get the information out or how do I access it? Some of those cost savings that folks are realizing by going to the cloud may actually be decreased.
You talked about costs during the presentation at the Federal Senior Management Conference here in Cambridge, and it was amazing that you said it could cost more than $1 million per terabyte of data that you have to go through, and then add to that the data is kept outside the U.S. or kept in data centers that are subcontracted, and it's a whole just the layers upon layers. Are you starting to see those costs? I mean, costs are rising all around the idea of data and data, e-discovery on data. Are you guys seeing that more and more?
I think one of the things to keep in mind is a lot of the reason why we're in the situation that we're in for e-discovery purposes is that data storage is generally cheap. And individuals need to become more disciplined as to the type of data citizen they are and to what information they're generating and what information they're storing. And with the benefits of cloud, that storage will be cheaper, it's important for records managers and others to hold that line and make sure their agencies are still good data citizens. It obviously then is also important for each of the agencies to think about the type of information they have and where it should be located and how it can be retrieved. Many different jurisdictions outside the United States have different privacy laws and different security laws. Obviously, I'm not a privacy attorney, so I won't speak specifically to those. But we do know that there is case law out there where there sometimes is a difficulty of getting information out of some of the jurisdictions because their laws aren't the same as the United States. So it's really to the individual agencies to be conscious of where their information is and what, if any, legal ramifications there will be to collecting their information or accessing their information if another jurisdiction's laws do apply to where their information is stored. Obviously, with having to do that analysis and then having to collect that information or access that information in other locations, it may wind up increasing some of the resources that are needed. But it's very specific to each of the agencies to think through these issues proactively, engage when they're going through these different procurement steps, engage with their privacy officers, their lawyers, their litigators, IT folks, their FOIA officers, and procurement attorneys. Really need to have all of those important stakeholders at the table at the moment of inception to really think these issues through to make sure that all of their concerns are being addressed.
You brought up two things that I thought were interesting. Agencies should keep in mind as they are developing these contracts for cloud storage around data, especially around e-discovery, the idea of litigation holds and the idea of wording around subcontracted data out. Can you give me just a little bit of sense of what agencies should keep in mind in those two specific areas?
Really more taking the subcontracting point, I think that's important. It's really just having a consciousness and awareness as to where your information is, who is working with your information, and making sure that it's just clear at all the different steps of the data life cycle as to what are the different provisions that are going to be pretty much ruling your information, and having that clear understanding. You know, this the same way that you would want to know if you drop your car off at the mechanic, you know, that you trust Bob and Bob's the one that's going to be doing the work. You want to make sure that you recognize that, well, Bob actually is going to have Tim do the work. And if you don't know Tim or have any information about Tim, how do you feel then about driving away with your car? So it's really just the common sense of just understanding what's going to be involved, because, you know, our greatest commodity and our greatest value is our information and knowing how that's going to be handled.
Allison Stanton's the director of eDiscovery for the Justice Department, talking to Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. You can hear the whole conversation at Federal News.